I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. Little Free Libraries is a neighborhood book exchange with stocked bookshelves around the country and the Roaring Fork Valley. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth explains there are now 4 new little libraries that popped up in Aspen just last week.
Aspen's new Little Free Libraries will be stocked with books by Black authors and literature that highlights racial justice.
It'll be a really powerful way for the community to get outside of their norm.
That's Sehari Simmons, the leader of Roaring Fork Show Up. The advocacy group built the new Little Free Libraries as a joint project with literary organization Aspen Words.
The excitement was so large that it solidified the need and the desire of the community to have something like this.
Aspen Skiing Company donated 100 copies of Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates for the new book boxes. Aspen Words said they'll continue to add to the collection with books for all ages that highlight Black authors across genres. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
Rates of COVID-19 remain low in the Roaring Fork Valley. New cases in Pitkin, Eagle, and Garfield counties are among the lowest they've been since the beginning of the pandemic. Both Aspen Valley Hospital and Valley View Hospital say they are at comfortable levels of virus activity. In yesterday's Pitkin County Board of Health meeting, officials said while rates of the virus are low, the fall and winter will bring new activities that could push them back up. In-person schooling and increased bus ridership could contribute to more transmission. On top of that, cases of the flu will likely join the fray, as they typically see an uptick beginning in the late fall. The Grizzly Creek fire remains at just over 32,000 acres for the 5th day in a row. The fire is now 83% contained. Crews report fire activity was about a half mile within the perimeter, which made it easier to contain yesterday. Temperatures are expected to cool down over the weekend with a chance of precipitation early next week. Fire officials say this could help suppress the blaze even further. The FDA says it's open to making a COVID-19 vaccine available before Phase 3 clinical trials are complete. As Ray Ellen Bichel reports, that stance could be a double-edged sword.
Ray Goodrich directs the Infectious Disease Research Center at Colorado State University, and he says it's like if a big meteor was headed toward Earth on a path to collision. Would you just shoot any old missile at it?
Are there risks of doing something? Absolutely there are.
Or would you wait as the meteor got closer and closer until you were sure you had a missile that would do the job right?
I think that it has to be weighed very carefully based on the information that we have. All of that has to be weighed against the current health crisis.
Typically by phase 2 of clinical trials, researchers know if a potential vaccine is dangerous or not, and at varying doses. Goodrich explains that phase 3 is important because that's when researchers shift from testing a vaccine in hundreds of people to testing it in thousands or tens of thousands. And that's the stage that shows not just is it safe, but also does it really, truly work? For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichel.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.